wants is the certainty and the stability of getting Brexit done on October the 31st, and then the opportunity to build a new future with our European partners and to do free trade deals around the world.
Claiming new progress against Islamic State extremists in Syria, President Trump said some European nations are now willing to take responsibility for detained Islamic State fighters who are from their countries. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo addressed the issue.
We're hopeful that every country that has persons detained in these camps will accept those back into their country. Not just European countries. There are many, many countries around the world who have had people leave their country and go to fight alongside ISIS in their campaign in Syria.
More than 48,000 United Auto Workers members have been out on strike for more than a month now. Correspondent Steve Kastebaum says they will start voting today on a tentative GM contract.
UAW members start the voting on that tentative contract today, but all ballots have to be received by October 25th. So unless there's a change between now and then, GM workers will remain on the picket lines until further notice. The deal includes a path to full-time positions for 9,000 hourly employees, something that had been high on the list of the union's demands. Workers would receive 3 and 4% raises over the life of the contract and an $11,000 signing bonus. GM would close one assembly line and two plants that make parts. Steve Kastenbaum, New York.
The Supreme Court has agreed to hear a case over the Trump administration's goal to quickly deport undocumented immigrants. On Wall Street, losses on Friday, Dow down 255, S&P down 12. I'm Barton Eckert.
1 year ago, my book, Gold is a Better Way, became a national bestseller. It remains at the top of the charts today. Since that time, gold is up more than $300 per ounce. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I teach investors about gold. Now, you can buy my book or, even better, watch my latest video presentation right now for free. It's called The Great Devaluation. It was seen live by thousands at my annual gold summit and explains how central banks have lost control, why stocks and bonds are set to collapse, and why gold will soar to $5,000 per ounce in the next few years. People are calling it the best presentation on gold they've ever seen. Just text the word GOLD to 49776. I'll send it to you right now, no questions asked. Text the word GOLD to 49776. Text the word GOLD to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Text the word GOLD to 49776.
The search for World War II warships at the bottom of the world's oceans continues with an exploration in the Pacific. More from Jim Roop.
The maritime history exploration aboard the research ship Petrel that has found many sunken warships around the world is now focusing on the Battle of Midway.
The Battle of Midway became America's outstanding success, and one that decisively changed the balance of striking power in the Western Ocean.
Midway was a five-day battle between the Japanese and American navies just 6 months after Pearl Harbor. Five Japanese ships were lost, two U.S. ships in the 1942 battle, the Hammond and the Yorktown. The Yorktown has already been located. The project is funded by late Microsoft co-founder Paul Allen, who was a noted maritime history buff. Jim Roop, Los Angeles.
President Trump says he's nominating Deputy Energy Secretary Dan Brouillette to replace Rick Perry in the top job at the Energy Department. Perry intends to leave by the end of the year. I'm Barton Eckert.
How would you like to get paid for eating healthy? Or paid for your gym membership? Or paid for running? When you get life insurance through Health IQ, it's like getting paid for living a healthy lifestyle, because Health IQ is the only life insurance company that can save you up to 41% for the healthy activities you already do. That means you could get $1 million in coverage for as little as $36 a month. That's huge savings. Have a gym membership? You could qualify. Jog a few times a week? You could qualify. It really is that simple. Just go to healthiq.com/easy. Only Health IQ rewards your healthy lifestyle choices with special savings, up to 41%. It's why Health IQ was awarded the Better Business Bureau's highest rating. To shop the top 30 life insurance carriers, plus apply for Health IQ's exclusive healthy lifestyle savings, go to healthiq.com/easy. To get these amazing savings, go to healthiq.com/easy now. That's healthiq.com/EASY.
The kids are back in school. How'd you like to win $1,000 just to spend on you? It's 4K a day, your chance to win $1,000 four times each weekday.
Wow, this is great.
That is great.
Listen weekdays at 8:05 and 11:05 a.m. and 2:05 and 4:05 p.m. for the national keyword to win. Details at WMAL.com.
Oh, my God.
4K a day.
Oh, I can't believe it.
I can't believe it.
On 105.9 FM, WMAL.
WMAL traffic, I'm Michelle Murray. You will find some slow-going traffic northbound on 395 through the work zone between Duke Street and Washington Boulevard. Seeing lots of delays near Glebe Road. We've got the road work along the right side of the roadway. On 29 southbound after Lockwood Drive, there is accident activity with the two right lanes blocked with the accident with an overturned vehicle. Now, we did have an accident on 95 southbound at the Prince William Parkway. Looks like that has cleared out and your travel lanes are open.
Today's forecast, sunny skies, ocean breezes, and a stress level of zero. Your dream vacation is now closer than you think with our Cruise Norwegian Fly Free offer. Book with Norwegian Cruise Line and enjoy free air from D.C., unlimited open bar, and more. Now nothing stands between you and destinations like the beautiful Caribbean and the Bahamas. Visit NCL.com, call your travel advisor, or call 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line. Feel free. Ships registry Bahamas and USA. Free airfare on select cruises from select gateways. Restrictions apply.
The going out rut. When you wind up going to the same neighborhood restaurant again and again, it's comfortable, it's fine, but what are you missing out on? Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I'll tell you, you're missing out on a night you didn't even think existed anymore. Dinner in a beautiful dining room, plus dancing and live entertainment like jazz on Wednesdays and big band on Thursdays, it's all happening at the Carlisle Club in Alexandria. I'm telling you, for the best night out in town, you've got to check out the Carlisle Club. Visit thecarlisleclub.com.
Northern Virginia families are getting hammered by tolls. Pay-to-play politician John Bell is making things worse. Bell wrote the legislation guaranteeing toll increases on the Greenway for 10 years. 10 years of toll increases that your family will have to pay. And what did politician John Bell get in return? You guessed it. Bell got campaign cash from the Greenway toll owners. Pay-to-play politician John Bell. He's wrong for Northern Virginia families. There's a better choice. Gary Higgins will take on the Richmond politicians and get rid of the tolls. Here's Gary Higgins.
Like you, I've had it with these crazy tolls. The toll road owners and the Richmond politicians are taking us all for a ride. As your state senator, I won't stop fighting until these tolls come down. I'm Gary Higgins, candidate for state senate, and I've sponsored this ad.
Paid for and authorized by Higgins for Senate.
Thanks for calling 1-800-GOT-JUNK. This is Sarah. How can I help?
Can you help me get my yard cleaned up? I've got junk piled everywhere.
Sure, we can do that.
Can you take some stuff from my garage, too?
We can do that.
And my attic?
All you have to do is point.
I hope you're bringing a big truck.
Our trucks hold seven times the volume of a pickup truck, but you pay only for the percentage of the truck you use.
What if quitting time comes and they're not quite done?
We work until midnight, 7 days a week.
Can you come right now?
We can be there in 90 minutes.
It's too late to call it spring cleaning, so can I mark this down as spring cleaning for next year?
We bring the springtime with us.
So you can make it springtime anytime?
We can make it springtime anytime.
Wow.
When you want it to feel like springtime, call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
We can make it springtime anytime.
Now, the Saturday Morning Update.
105.9 FM, WMAL.
Good morning. It is the Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler, Jeff Wolf behind the console, Jane Houghton producing this morning. And a lot is going on in the world. The Brexit vote taking place today. Debate has been underway since about 4:30 Eastern time. And still don't know which way the Brexit vote will go this morning in the UK. Of more, potentially more important information here for our Washington area, the Yankees needed to flush away the stink of Thursday's Game 4 loss. They did come back last night. The Yankees beat the Astros in Game 5. So what was maybe somewhat boring in American League Championship Series is now somewhat more intriguing. There will be a Game 6 tonight in Houston that will lead to the World Series unless they go to Game 7. The Washington Nationals' first World Series game in 86 years will be coming up on Tuesday. Wow. Now, the first home games will be games 3 and 4 of the World Series, and that's on Friday and Saturday of next week, 25th and 26th. And again, we still don't know whether we're playing the Yankees or the Astros. Well, a lot in the news, and first off, which you may not hear other places, although the Washington Post did report this, not everybody is reporting it, and that is the testimony of George Kent. He's a career State Department official. He oversaw Ukraine policy and told congressional investigators this week that he had raised concerns in early 2015 about then-Vice President Joe Biden's son serving on the board of Burisma, the Ukrainian energy company, but he was turned away by a Biden staffer, according to three people familiar with the testimony. Some reports are quoting that they blew him off. The words he used, blew him off. Said he had concerns that Ukrainian officials would view Hunter Biden as a conduit for currying influence with his father. But when Kent raised the issue with Biden's office, he was told the then vice president didn't have the bandwidth to deal with it because he had just lost his other son, Beau. And that's the latest on the testimony from George Kent. And of course, that's all behind closed doors. The closed-door testimony is concerning a lot of people, including Republicans. One note that you probably didn't hear leaked from the congressional Democrats. When Kurt Volker was testifying, he said, according to sources, "I was never asked to do anything I thought was wrong." I'm not sure who leaked it. I tend to doubt that Adam Schiff leaked it. So, what is the president feeling about all of this? Well, he tweeted, "Corrupt Congressman Adam Schiff is angry that ambassadors that he thought would be good for his fraudulent witch hunt are turning out to be good for me. Some really good. Schiff has all meetings locked down, no transparency, only his illegal leaks. A very dishonest sleazebag." The words of Donald Trump in a tweet yesterday. So that's kind of the latest on that one. Now, Mick Mulvaney, we know that Mick Mulvaney has been on the hot seat. And we're going to talk with John Gizzi about Mick Mulvaney a little bit later on this morning. But we have a kind of one of those situations where you can read anything you want into what somebody says. So this is Mick Mulvaney. And this was a press conference that he did at the White House. You don't see Mick Mulvaney doing press conferences very often. But the purpose of the press conference really was to announce that the G7 would be held at the Trump Doral Golf Club in Miami. So Mulvaney makes that announcement, of course, gets a lot of heat for that. And then other questions started rolling in, and he tried to explain how negotiations are done when it comes to foreign policy. Now, you read what you want into this, but this is the full quote. Now, people are spinning this in all kinds of different directions, but this is what Mulvaney said.
"President Trump is not a big fan of foreign aid. Never has been, still isn't. Doesn't like spending money overseas, especially when it's poorly spent. And that is exactly what drove this decision. I've been in the office a couple times with him talking about this. He said, look, Mick, this is a corrupt place. Everybody knows it's a corrupt place. Plus, I'm not sure that the other European countries are helping them out either. And the president did not like that. I know it was a long answer to your question, but I'm still going. So those were the driving factors. Did he also mention to me in the past the corruption related to the DNC server? Absolutely. No question about that. But that's it. And that's why we held up the money."
So he was concerned about corruption. There's no quid pro quo mention there. There were several things they wanted, and that's why they held up the money. Well, everybody's going crazy over that. And again, you can read what you want into it. There's no mention of Joe Biden in there anywhere. So it's not the Bidens, but that's what everybody is up in arms about when it comes to Mick Mulvaney. So we'll see how that one plays out. We're going to talk with John Gizzi about that as well this morning. Of course, he is the White House correspondent at Newsmax.com. He's our White House correspondent. And he was in the room, watched the whole press conference. So we'll get in with John Gizzi coming up just after 7 o'clock. Now, Hillary Clinton and Tulsi Gabbard have been going at it this past 24 hours. This is pretty amazing. Hillary Clinton has been talking about conspiracy theories ever since that vast right-wing conspiracy over two decades ago to get her husband. Well, this is the latest. She's doing a podcast with David Plouffe. Remember Plouffe? He was the Obama mastermind in the campaign. Successful presidential campaigns of Barack Obama. So he's got a podcast. Hillary's on the podcast, and she starts talking about the Russians and Tulsi Gabbard. And here's Hillary on Russia and Tulsi.
They're also going to do third party again. And I'm not making any predictions, but I think they've got their eye on somebody who's currently in the Democratic primary and are grooming her to be the third party candidate. She's a favorite of the Russians. They have a bunch of sites and bots and other ways of supporting her so far. And that's assuming Jill Stein will give it up, which she might not because she's also a Russian asset.
So you heard it. The words of Hillary Clinton, not spun in any way, shape, or form, but her own spin. So Tulsi Gabbard was not thrilled with that. And we have an interesting tweet from Tulsi Gabbard, and I'm going to read this to you. Great. Thank you, Hillary Clinton. You, the queen of warmongers, embodiment of corruption and personification of the rot that has sickened the Democratic Party for so long, have finally come out from behind the curtain. From the day I announced my candidacy, there has been a concerted campaign to destroy my reputation. We wondered who was behind it and why. Now we know. It was always you, through your proxies and powerful allies in the corporate media and war machine, afraid of the threat I pose. It's now clear that this primary is between you and me. Don't cowardly hide behind your proxies. Join the race directly. The words of Tulsi Gabbard to Hillary Clinton. Why are we even talking about Hillary Clinton? It's 6:18. It is the Saturday morning update. Time for a check of the traffic and weather. And Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center.
In Maryland and White Oak, we still have the accident activity. Southbound 29 after Lockwood Drive, two right lanes blocked with the accident with the overturned vehicle. Earlier incident, southbound 95 at the Prince William Parkway cleared away. It is slow going on 395 northbound through the work zone, still in place between Glebe Road and Washington Boulevard along the right side. Traffic is very slow between those two exits. Otherwise, no other problems or issues to report in Virginia. So far, 66 runs well from Centerville to the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
WMAL five-day forecast looks sunny today with a high of 65. We've got rain in the forecast most of the day tomorrow with a high only to 58. Mostly sunny on Monday, high 69. Rain Tuesday, high to 66. Sunshine Wednesday will be up around 63. Right now in Washington, it is 40 degrees. We're headed to 65 this afternoon, 6:19 on the Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Thank you for joining us on the Saturday morning update. Flurry of criticism this week of President Trump's actions to pull our troops from the Turkey-Syria border. And we're joined this morning by Steve Yates. He's the former Deputy National Security Advisor to Vice President Dick Cheney, currently the CEO of the consulting firm DC International Advisory, which he founded in 2006. And Steve, it's great to have you with us this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you.
A lot of questions, and the reason I wanted to have you on was to try and get an objective look at the situation on the border and what the options could have been and what may happen. So far, we've seen the extremes in terms of the criticism of President Trump, and I just wanted to get sort of an objective opinion from somebody that has been very close to this area in the work that you've done in the past. What exactly is President Erdogan doing? Why and why now?
Those are important issues, and when you look at Turkey's near abroad, this part of Syria has been an ungoverned space. The ethnic Kurds spill over the border into Turkey, through Syria, and into Iraq, but they are not recognized as an independent state by any other country, and Turkey has been on the receiving end of attacks from an organization called the PKK. It is designated by the State Department as a terrorist organization. And so Prime Minister Erdogan, whether one wants to agree or disagree with his point of view, has seen this as a border security issue and a certain amount of territory across that border as having been the origin of a number of attacks. He has thought for a great deal of time about ways to try to degrade the ability of those groups on the other side of the border from being able to conduct operations inside Turkey. Now, the United States has had forces inside Syria in recent years for an anti-ISIS campaign. That campaign has largely met its military objective of degrading ISIS' ability to threaten American national interests. And so President Trump has been looking to draw down those troops. They have been drawn down to about 50 in number. And then recently it was those 50 who were talked about as being redeployed to regional responsibilities away from this region. And the allegation is that because of that withdrawal of those 50 outstanding American humans, that Erdogan saw a green light to exercise his opportunity to push back the threat across the Turkish border.
There have been reports that President Erdogan was going to make this strategic move anyway. And what options did President Trump have, if that's true?
Well, I think that that assertion is very, very plausible. It's not something that we would have evidence of, but it sounds very, very consistent with longstanding Turkish national interests as expressed by Prime Minister Erdogan. President Trump's options, well, number one, President Trump was elected as a change candidate, one that was going to change the mainstream of Republican and Democrat foreign policy with regard to regime change policies or invasion and occupation or nation building and things like that. And given that he inherited a Syria that has been unstable for many years with unstable leaders for many decades, he saw the military mission of degrading ISIS as paramount. That campaign, by I think any objective measure, has been successful to date. And so he asks natural questions about, well, if the military objective has been met, then when and how are we bringing our troops home? And so that, I think, is the lens he was looking at with regard to the troop deployment, with regard to Turkey addressing the border issue. Based on what the president has said openly, he's obviously someone who's sympathetic to a world leader that has a problem of security issues coming across his border. That, I think, ruffles some of the more mainstream or establishment foreign policy thinkers in D.C. On American foreign policy. But it's something that I think should come as no surprise that President Trump would have some understanding of. I don't think that the images that we've seen in recent days are images that would sit well with President Trump, and that's why he sent the Vice President, the Secretary of State, to deliver a very tough message to Prime Minister Erdogan to end the military operations, to minimize civilian casualties, and to move forward from there.
Had our troops remained there, at some point, I would think we would want to pull our troops. Or at some point, would Erdogan have made this move anyway, whether it was now or 6 months or a year from now?
My sense is that the greatest risk is that he would have taken this move anyway. And if our troops were there, then we run the risk, potentially, of our troops becoming casualties of an allied operation in that theater. That would have been, I think, quite difficult to deal with. At the same time, basically, we have a situation where 50 members of our outstanding armed forces, what strategic difference were they going to make other than being human shields in an operation like that? After all, however well trained they are, there's only so much that 50 military members can possibly do in an ungovernable space of Syria.
There is a grave concern about keeping ISIS prisoners secured so that they don't get back out to ultimately launch attacks on our allies or on the United States. What is your sense of Erdogan's incentive or Syria's incentive to keep those ISIS prisoners secured?
Well, I consider that concern to be legitimate. At the same time, I think it would be extremely naive to imagine that any of those prisoners could get out into the world, conduct an operation that raises grave concerns, and that President Donald Trump wouldn't extract an extreme pound of flesh from the national leaders or organizational leaders that were identified as being responsible for their release. And so I think that that message likely was very clearly conveyed by Vice President Pence, Prime Minister Erdogan, and I would like to believe that people that are in Syria would have received a similar message that would absolutely be unacceptable and likely would incur the wrath of the United States if something like that were to occur. I mean, if anyone really doubts the President Trump's willingness to act with regard to Syria, remember that when he was sitting down in Mar-a-Lago with the leader of China, he exited from the dinner table to launch cruise missiles into Syria because of their weapons of mass destruction use, chemical weapons use, and then came back and asked the Chinese leader how he enjoyed his cake at dinner. So there should be no question about President Trump's willingness to act should they make the grave mistake of allowing ISIS prisoners out.
Stephen Yates, CEO of DC International Advisory. Thank you very much for the perspectives. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.
You bet. 6:28, Saturday Morning Update, WMAO. We got Jennifer Harper coming up. We'll be chatting with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer a bit later on this morning. John Gizzi, the White House correspondent at Newsmax.com. What a week for John. And also Cheryl Atkinson will join us this morning. So lots coming up on the Saturday Morning Update.
Everybody wants to eat better, and the only thing better than eating better is eating better while you spend less. That's what you'll get at your neighborhood Wise Markets. We've been busy lowering prices on over 7,000 items, from fresh to frozen and breakfast to dinner. Look for the low, low prices every day tag and watch the savings add up.
Eat better, spend less, that's Wise.
Okay, Kevin, I'm here as a friend, but also as a professional. I need to inspect your Wi-Fi network security.
Well, we have Xfinity XFi, so we know when devices are protected from threats.
Okay, smarty pants. Let's see if you know everything that's connected and protected, shall we?
Okay.
This smart speaker.
Connected and protected.
This baby monitor.
Connected and protected.
Okay, but what about this?
Amy, that's a ferret.
What? Oh, hello.
With Xfinity XFi, if it's connected, it's protected. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet for $39.99 a month for 12 months with no term contract required. Now with even more download speed. Plus, ask about enhanced security for safer browsing and more. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today to learn more. Ends 11-17-19. Restrictions apply. New performance Internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
Today's forecast, sunny skies, ocean breezes, and a stress level of zero. Your dream vacation is now closer than you think with our Cruise Norwegian Fly Free offer. Book with Norwegian Cruise Line and enjoy free air from D.C., unlimited open bar, and more. Now nothing stands between you and destinations like the beautiful Caribbean and the Bahamas. Visit NCL.com, call your travel advisor, or call 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line. Feel free. Ships registry Bahamas and USA. Free airfare on select cruises from select gateways. Restrictions apply.
As an employee for your local Citgo station,
Feeling good doesn't stop when I leave for the day. It's a round-the-clock job. Because being a part of a locally owned business, well, that makes me a part of my local community, too. So after I'm done at the station, you can find me in the stands with my neighbors, cheering on the home team. Because doing good things that help keep our community running, that's what feeling good is all about. Go where they're always feeling good. Your locally owned Citgo.
In the news at 6:30, President Trump is pushing back at criticism that the Syria withdrawal is damaging U.S. credibility. He has spoken of a ceasefire agreement that seemed at risk as Turkey and Kurdish fighters differed over what it required and whether combat had halted. Calling his Syria approach a little unconventional, the president contended the Turkish President Erdogan, as well as the Syrian Kurdish fighters the Turks are battling, agree that the U.S. brokered ceasefire was the right step and were complying with it. Opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn has told the British Parliament that the Brexit deal, on which the lawmakers are debating and voting right now, Corbyn says it risks jobs, rights, the environment, and the health service. The Labour Party leader told Parliament this morning that British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's New Deal is substantially worse than the one it replaces, which was voted down three times already. Corbyn says it removes protection for workers' rights and the environment and replaces them with empty promises. He said it would also reduce Britain's commitment to fighting climate change. He also warns it would hurt British manufacturing. The debate continues, and a vote is scheduled for today. The White House explanation for President Trump's decision to withhold military aid from Ukraine is drawing alarm from some Republicans as the impeachment inquiry brought a new test of their alliance. President Trump, in remarks at the White House yesterday, stood by his acting chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney, whose earlier comments had undermined the administration's defense in the impeachment probe, according to some reports. Speaking at the White House at a news conference, Mulvaney essentially acknowledging that there was a leveraging with Ukraine. The Democratic presidential candidates not talking much about impeachment as they campaign. It's not that the investigation into Trump's request for foreign help in the re-election is an afterthought for Democrats. It's that the impeachment inquiry is so ingrained in the 2020 campaign, there is little point to bringing it up. These are the words of the Associated Press political reporter on the scene in Ames, Iowa. One Iowa voter says impeachment is about getting the facts, and right now they look pretty damning. That's what one Iowa voter says, according to the Associated Press. Many voters don't accept Trump to be removed from office, and they're concentrating instead on selecting the strongest opponent to unseat him. Bernie Sanders isn't going anywhere except back on the campaign trail. It's been 3 weeks since he suffered a heart attack. Democratic presidential contender begins what he calls a, quote, vigorous return to the campaign trail. He's got a rally expected to draw thousands of supporters in New York City this afternoon. One of them will be New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Sanders' latest high-profile endorsement. She will share the stage with Bernie Sanders and give his stagnant White House bid an instant dose of energy. Time for a check of the traffic and weather, and Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center.
Problems in Montgomery County on 29 southbound after Lockwood Drive, where they've temporarily shut down all lanes to finish clearing this accident. Earlier, they had the two right lanes closed. Right now, the traffic is stopped. 395 northbound, very slow between Glebe Road and Washington Boulevard, with construction still along the right side of the roadway. No problems to report on 95 in Virginia right now. Keep in mind, in the district, the Race for Every Child is taking place today, so there will be numerous street closures, including 13th Street at Pennsylvania Avenue in Northwest. Now from Garage Street, Repair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We're looking mostly sunny today with a high of 65. Rain tomorrow, high 58. Sunshine Monday, high of 69. On Tuesday, look for rain. We'll be up to 66. Sunshine Wednesday, a high of 63. 40 right now. Going up to 65. 634 Saturday morning update.
Want to sell your home quickly and for top dollar but without the inconvenience of a lockbox on your door or open house? My name is Thomas Smith, and last spring I sold my home with Eric Stewart of Long & Foster using his quiet listing approach. Eric was able to sell my house without it ever going on the active market, and I couldn't be happier with the results. To learn more, call Eric Stewart at 1-800-900-9104 or visit his website at www.ericstewartgroup.com.
Hey, it's me, Larry O'Connor. You know, there's nothing I like better than great sleep. But if you have sleep apnea and struggle with CPAP, great sleep can be hard to come by. The cleaning, the noise, the mask, the red marks on your face when you wake up, and it isn't exactly the most romantic thing to wear at night. Well, if you've been struggling with CPAP, there's now an alternative that can help you get great sleep with just the click of a button. It's called Inspire. Inspire is the only FDA-approved obstructive sleep apnea treatment that works inside the body to treat the root cause of sleep apnea with the click of a remote. That's right, a button. No mask, no hose, just sleep. If you have sleep apnea, great sleep awaits at inspiresleep.com. That's inspiresleep.com. Inspire. Sleep apnea innovation.
Inspire is not for everyone. Talk to your doctor to see if it's right for you and review important safety information at inspiresleep.com.
Thank you for joining us on the Saturday Morning Update. A very busy week in Washington and across the country, especially in the political campaign. And we are joined by Jennifer Harper. She writes Inside the Beltway at the Washington Times. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Rick. Yes, a very busy week, wasn't it?
Indeed. Now, lots going on when it comes to the quote-unquote deep state. And we saw President Trump dispatching Rudy Giuliani into some international matters, perhaps because the president wasn't getting the response from the deep state that he wanted to see. Mm-hmm. How is the deep state playing out across America? I mean, there are polls out on how Americans feel about the deep state.
Yes, it's been very interesting. Actually, there were polls coming out regarding Americans' belief or disbelief in the deep state for about a year or so, and most of them indicate that people are keeping a very close eye on the deep state, and certainly we've had a week full of, you know, fake news and tales of Russian collusion, liberal bias, all kinds of stuff. And I tell you that the election just gets shriller, doesn't it? It just gets louder and louder. Anyway, let's talk about the deep state and what people think about it. For refresher, this is the belief that there is a deep state out there, a so-called shadow government that is kind of working on a silent coup against President Trump. And believe it or not, this has been a presence since he even took office, okay? That there has been a concern about this, and there's, you know, a lot of concern even continued this week. In fact, the White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow referred to the deep state staff that he believed to be at work this week at the Federal Reserve. So it's still very much on people's minds. And there are a couple of newly released books out there that are exploring the deep state phenomenon. And I don't want anybody to forget that our friend Rush Limbaugh, he actually invented a new term called deep media. And that are he uses that to describe the news organizations which appear to be supporting the efforts of the deep state. All right, that's all your backgrounder stuff, and let's talk about this poll that I have. And this is from The Economist and YouGov poll, and it's got the trillion-dollar question. This was their question. Do you think the deep state is working to overthrow President Trump? Pretty strong words there. So here's what they found. 38% of all Americans agree that there is a deep state working to overthrow President Trump. That kind of surprised me a little bit. And we can go into the deep numbers on the deep state. And here they are, because they're sort of interesting. Again, we find that 38% of Americans agree that the deep state is working to overthrow President Trump, 70% of Republicans, 38% of independents, and even 13% of Democrats agree on that. Let's go into the even deeper number. 81% of Trump voters think that the deep state's out there, along with 12% of Hillary Clinton voters. How about that? Anyway, 33% overall say the deep state is not trying to overthrow the president. That includes 11% of Republicans, 26% of independents, and 57% of Democrats. And only 8% of Trump voters agree with that, along with 68% of Clinton voters. And last but not least, this is very telling, 29% overall are not sure what the heck the deep state is doing or if it's working against Trump or not. And that includes 18% of Republicans, 36% of independents, and 30% of Democrats agree. Again, this is an Economist YouGov poll, about 1,500 adults, conducted October 13 through 15. So it's pretty current. That's your deep state update for today.
We saw a huge crowd in the arena in Dallas as well as outside the arena in Dallas when President Trump spoke Thursday night. And the numbers in the fundraising department when it comes to the GOP are as big as the crowd, I understand.
Yeah, they really are. And it was really refreshing to see some of those folks out there in the great state of Texas for that rally. And, this is sort of a message for any of Mr. Trump's critics who complain that he's all about big money and it's only big money that's putting him in office and so forth and so on. Well, here we go. President Trump's campaign raised $125.7 million in the third quarter of the year. They now have $158 million cash on hand. I repeat, cash on hand. This is coming from the RNC, and the RNC is also reporting that it received 1,056,126 individual donations this quarter alone, and the most telling number of all, 98% of these were small donations, $200 or less. The RNC says the average donation to President Trump is $44.50. So that tells you a lot about that grassroots support that helped put Mr. Trump in office before. Looks like they're getting themselves riled up for 2020.
So we see the fundraising support, and there have been analyses done of who's going to win in 2020, and you have an interesting projection that would show Donald Trump in the win column.
Yes, indeed. I love these kind of analyses, because they have the numbers, and we live in such a confusing political world that you always have to look at those numbers to help you make some sense. This is coming from Moody Analytics. This is kind of a major industry source, and they looked at three different economic models, and now they predict, Rick, a very bodacious win for President Trump in 2020. Now, here comes a report from CNBC about these findings. Here's what CNBC finance editor Jeff Cox said in his analysis of the Moody prediction. He says Trump looks likely to cruise the reelection next year under three different economic models from Moody's, which were employed to gauge the 2020 race. Barring anything unusual happening, the president's electoral college victory could easily surpass his 2016 win over Hillary Clinton, which came in, if you recall, he had 304 electoral votes. She had 227. This analysis is making it look like that this might come true together even more so. So anyway, the prediction had a U.S. map graphic, which had a whole lot of bright red on it, if you get my drift on that. The prediction is also finding that Mr. Trump is winning in 35 states, including such key states as Pennsylvania and New Hampshire. And so here's what they say under the pocketbook factor here. When the organization measured how people feel about their personal finance and applied that to the findings, things are pretty rosy. In this particular scenario, Mr. Trump would win 351 electoral votes to the generic Democrat candidate who would get 187 votes. So looking pretty good there. I won't go into the other two. It'll go on forever. We go into the other two economic predictions. But Mr. Cox over at CNBC, he says Moody's based its prediction on how consumers feel about their own financial situation, the gains the stock market has achieved, and also the prospects for unemployment. Should those variables hold up, the president looks set to get another four-year term. Again, this is from Jeff Cox, finance editor at CNBC.
Jennifer Harper, Inside the Beltway at the Washington Times. As always, thank you very much, and have a great fall weekend.
Thank you. My pleasure. Have a good weekend, everyone.
6:44, Saturday morning update. And we're going to be talking about Brexit. The debate continues on the floor of the House of Commons in the UK. They've been at it since between 4:30 and 5 this morning Eastern Time when they started up, and they hope to take a vote today on Brexit. We'll talk about it with John Gizzi. Also coming up, we'll speak with Cheryl Atkinson, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, and we have a very interesting story, a little different. That's coming up next. But first, a check of the traffic and weather. Michelle Murray's in the WML Traffic Center.
Problems in Montgomery County on 29 southbound after Lockwood Drive, where they've temporarily shut down all lanes to finish clearing this accident. Earlier, they had the two right lanes closed. Right now, the traffic is stopped. 395 northbound, very slow between Glebe Road and Washington Boulevard, with construction still along the right side of the roadway. No problems to report on 95 in Virginia right now. Keep in mind, in the district, the Race for Every Child is taking place today, so there will be numerous street closures, including 13th Street at Pennsylvania Avenue in Northwest. Now from Garage Story. Care.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunshine today, a high of 65. We got rain in the forecast for tomorrow, high 58. Sunny on Monday with a high of 69. Rain Tuesday, high to 66. And Wednesday, look for sunshine with a high of 63. In Washington, 41. We're headed to 65 and at 6:45 on the Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
This is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. It's good to have you with us. And it's good to have Kyle Hoffman with us. He's a longtime friend of WMAL. He is the owner and founder of Roofing and More. And we've talked to Kyle in the past. I think we had some pretty severe storms and a lot of roof damage after a derecho. And we had Kyle on for some help. But we've got Kyle on this morning in a very different capacity. He has contributed a chapter in a new book that is just out. The book is called Don't Quit: Stories of Persistence, Courage, and Faith. And it is he has a very moving story. And first off, Kyle, it's good to have you back with us on WMAL this morning.
Thank you for having me here, Rick.
The chapter that you've written for the book is called Death to Life, Front Row Seats to Miracles. I said, what an amazing story, and I would have no idea that Kyle Hoffman had this going on in his life and that he would share it with people in the book. I think this is a very, very moving story.
Well, that's the miracle in everything that you're talking about, Rick. I mean, when we meet people, I often ask myself, what's their story? You know, what have they been through? Because that's what really makes people who they are, right? I mean, it's the difficulties in our life many times that, you know, mold us into whoever we become today.
You're the owner and founder of a business that's been very successful in the Washington area for 26 years. So you have that responsibility. But when I saw that you lost two children 8 years apart, how do you survive that? Keep a business going, keep your family going when you've had that kind of tragedy?
Yeah, wow. The way you worded that is just powerful, and I guess that it ties in with the title of the story, Death to Life, Front Row Seats to Miracles, because I truly think that there's some sort of miracle behind why I'm here today, Rick. I mean, and how can somebody, and I'll tell you, the journey was very difficult, and I had said earlier about things that happen mold us, but when my first son, Joey, passed away, as I tell in the chapter in the book, I was 22 years old. He was 6. And I did not, I mean, for a 22-year-old, looking back on it, I would say I did the best I could for a 22-year-old that lost a 6-year-old son. And I really made some bad decisions. I turned to alcohol as my comforter. And that's why in the chapter I wrote a piece that said, my wife actually says today that when she lost her first son, she also lost her husband, because I was there physically, but I wasn't there emotionally and mentally for my family. So, you know, that period, the years between the death of Joey in 1989 and my second son, Kyle Jr., in 2007, something happened in around 2003. And really, all that period that I wasn't there, things got rough, and there was a period where my wife had said she can't do it anymore, and she asked me to leave. And that's really, you know, what brought me to my knees, if you will. And I didn't want to lose my wife. I knew I had lost myself. And so I made a phone call to a guy that I knew and said, I need help. And that was the beginning, and I talk about this in the chapter. That was the beginning. That was the day I mentioned that became my first day. That very next day became my first day without a drink, and it became the first day of the beginning of the journey to who you see today. And I say at the beginning of my chapter, what were seemingly some of the worst days of my life turned out to be the beginning of a journey to some of the best days of my life. And so I'm living those best days today, but it wasn't easy getting here. So there's a lot of pieces to the answer to your question. We wouldn't have enough time today to talk about them all.
So as we see in the chapter, it's a story of survival in your personal life as well as your professional life. And you have taken the experiences that you've had, and it's led you also to be a business coach. And I know that you're in demand from different businesses around the country to actually come and speak.
Yes, sir. Yeah. So, again, in the chapter, I know I referred to it, but I tell a story in 2010. So Kyle Jr., my second son, passed away in October of 2007. And then we all know what happened in 2008, the recession, the biggest recession since the Great Depression, I would say. And that combination between the grieving of the loss of my son and, you know, doing the best I could at the time, and the recession, you know, I ended up in a bad place with my business in 2010, and, I really needed help. And fortunately, the help that I needed was given to me. It was given to me in some interesting ways. That's why I call all of this front row seats the miracles, because the different ways that things showed up and I was or were revealed to me were very interesting, to say the least. So, you know, those mentors and those things that were put in my life have just taught me so much about business from 2010 to 2018. And again, I don't have time to get into the real details of it, but something happened where I was telling somebody, I was giving them my opinion about an event and that they needed to have an event. And this is what they need. He said, well, what do you think we need to teach people at the event? And I told him, and I said, so you just need to find somebody to do that for you. And he actually paused and said, I think we have you. Hmm. And that was the beginning of this whole coaching business, Kyle Hoffman LLC, speaker, coach, author. And now I'm definitely hoping that more and more people would check us out on our website, kylehoffmanllc.com, see what we have to offer. I heard a man speak one time, and he said, anybody can make money, but very few will make a difference. And I realized, as a matter of fact, I just talked yesterday with one of my mentors from California. He's in my story. And I was thanking him for all he has done for me. And he this is what he told me. He said, just pay it forward, Kyle. Just pay it forward. And so that's what we want to do, is we want to hopefully our experience and knowledge, things we've been given, gifts we've been given and learned, will help another business owner, another contractor, anywhere across the nation. And that's who we're hoping to reach.
And you talk about wanting to make a difference. I know you have a book that you're working on, and I think this will make a difference for families in a very difficult position.
Yes, sir. So I'm working on a book right at the moment. It's slated to come out in the fall of 2020. And the title is Lessons from a Grieving Father. I've got lots of, whether you want to call them lessons or stories, experiences that I've noted throughout these years of the deaths of my son and dealing with those things. And, you know, how do you get through these things? Still not sure the answer to that question, but I've got some stories. And I'll just give one for an example. This is one that will be in the book, but it's a very short story. I was at an event, scheduled to be at an event, and I showed there up there, and there was a bunch of people talking. And when I happened to sit down, there was a you know, several people at the table, and they got caught up in a conversation. Essentially what they were doing is complaining about the problems they have with their teenagers. And I just felt led to remind them. And I said to everybody, I said, I'd give anything to have your problems today. You see, my son is dead. And it silenced everyone. And the miracle about this is that several years later, a man comes up to me and he goes, you don't remember me, but I remember you. And tears started streaming down his face. And he said to me, because you said that day, it changed my relationship with my son. It changed what I was doing to what I started doing. And I just want to thank you for that. And that's making a difference, Rick. That's what this is really all about.
We appreciate you sharing these parts of your life that can hopefully make a difference for somebody that's listening this morning that may be going through similar issues or facing similar challenges. I think you're definitely an inspiration and can help people through that.
I thank you, and hopefully getting the word out, and maybe somebody will call that wouldn't have called. So I thank you very much as well, sir.
The chapter is entitled Death to Life. The book is called Don't Quit, Stories of Persistence, Courage, and Faith, and you'll find it at Amazon. There is a Kindle edition of it as well at Amazon.com. Kyle Hoffman, founder and owner of Roofing and More, thank you very much for sharing your story with us.
Thank you for having me on today, Rick.
6:56, it is a Saturday morning update on WMAL. News is coming up at 7, then we're back with John Gizzi, latest on impeachment, his thoughts on Brexit, and we've got Cheryl Atkinson on the way. Interesting conversation with Cheryl about media mistakes this week, and Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, and we'll delve into the Syria-Turkey situation. Tony.
Pop quiz. If you sell a home for $500,000, how much would a traditional real estate agent charge in commission? If you guessed $25,000 to $30,000, you're right. But if you think that's the only way, you're wrong. This is why thousands of homeowners are making the switch to Rex. With Rex, you get a dedicated agent and a full-service experience at a fraction of the cost. Rex uses game-changing technology to cut out the middleman and save homeowners tens of thousands of dollars in fees. See if you qualify by calling 833-REX-HOME. Remember, this is your home. Why give an insane amount of equity away to an agent? Rex offers the lowest fee in the industry without skimping on service. You'll work with an experienced real estate team with you every step of the way. Get the most out of your home. See if you qualify by calling 833-REX-HOME. 833-REX-HOME.
REO 2002-00541.
Minimum fee may apply. Not licensed in all 50 states. Visit rexhomes.com to see if Rex is available in your area. Rex fully supports the principles of the Fair Housing Act and Equal Opportunity Act.
Northern Virginia families are getting hammered by tolls. Pay-to-play politician John Bell is making things worse. Bell wrote the legislation guaranteeing toll increases on the Greenway for 10 years. 10 years of toll increases that your family will have to pay. And what did politician John Bell get in return? You guessed it. Bell got campaign cash from the Greenway toll owners. Pay-to-play politician John Bell. He's wrong for Northern Virginia families. There's a better choice. Gary Higgins will take on the Richmond politicians and get rid of the tolls. Here's Gary Higgins.
Like you, I've had it with these crazy tolls. The toll road owners and the Richmond politicians are taking us all for a ride. As your state senator, I won't stop fighting until these tolls come down. I'm Gary Higgins, candidate for state senate, and I've sponsored this ad.
Paid for and authorized by Higgins for Senate.
The going out rut. When you wind up going to the same neighborhood restaurant again and again, it's comfortable, it's fine, but what are you missing out on? Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I'll tell you, you're missing out on a night you didn't even think existed anymore. Dinner in a beautiful dining room, plus dancing and live entertainment like jazz on Wednesdays and big band on Thursdays, it's all happening at the Carlisle Club in Alexandria. I'm telling you, for the best night out in town, you've got to check out the Carlisle Club. Visit thecarlisleclub.com.
It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Today's forecast, sunny skies, ocean breezes, and a stress level of zero. Your dream vacation is now closer than you think with our Cruise Norwegian Fly Free offer. Book with Norwegian Cruise Line and enjoy free air from D.C., unlimited open bar, and more. Now nothing stands between you and destinations like the beautiful Caribbean and the Bahamas. Visit NCL.com, call your travel advisor, or call 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line. Feel free. Ships registry Bahamas and USA. Free airfare on select cruises from select gateways. Restrictions apply.
Everyone has their favorite travel upgrades, but there's one upgrade that beats them all. TSA PreCheck. Enroll today at TSA.gov. Enrollment is easy. Just 5 minutes online and 10 minutes in person. And it's good for 5 years. TSA PreCheck. Get upgraded.
WMAL-FM, Woodbridge, Washington. $1,000. Four chances for you each weekday. It's 4K a day on WMAL, a Cumulus station.